maybe an album review.
Yo, Snow! Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of the NYB Album Review. My name is Yao Guido, but you can call me NYB. And this week it's all about Black Sherif Blacko, who dropped his debut album, The Villain I Never Was. Officially released on the 6th of October, the album has been making waves since it dropped. Charlie, every single day you have people bumping and talking about it. In fact, it's like Black Hoop season here in Ghana. So now let's go for a quick break. When I come back, we delve into the album.
45, my nigga, the city vibe. I said, yeah, I did it, no lie. Everything check, no decline. Nobody fit tell me how this shit go. If I fail, I need it, that I'll come back stronger. I love to lay that way, that's how I grow. A tough skin, that's the trauma child. Cold, easy, go easy.
So yes, The Villain I Never Was from the Konongo native Black Sherif, aka Blacko, aka Kweku Killer. In fact, it's here, aka is not awesome. Yes, so this is debut album. He has 14 songs and giving us a listening time of 40 minutes 48 seconds, and the only featured artist is Burna Boy, who is on the second sermon. Aside that, Blacko did it all by himself. So the first track is the Homeless song, second track is All Y'all In My Head. We have 45, we have Soldier, we have Pray The Youngsters, we have Sad Boys Don't Fold, we have Konongo Zongo, we also have Waste Man, and that single is We Yap. We have Talks That Love City, Don't Forget Me, Oh Paradise. Some of you say Paradise. Then the massive hit single Kweku The Traveler. Then finally we have the second sermon featuring Burna Boy. Well, you know, people have had mixed reactions concerning this album. There's been more positives than negatives, and the negatives usually revolve around people saying Blacko sounding one way or not what they expected. I don't know what they expected, if I'm going to be honest with myself, because Blacko has not actually proven to be someone who is predictable. There's always a certain edge or uniqueness that he brings on every single song. Yes, we know he comes in hard with the vocals, the rap lines, but then there are also songs where he has the high life, he fully high life vibes. You get it? So if you basically judge Blacko just using the first and second sermon, then you are mistaken. So I don't know what they expected. This album is a solid album with different types of sounds. We have the drill, we have a little bit of reggae, we have the high life, undertone, afro beat. Like, Blacko is not someone you can box into a particular kind of musical sound. You can't say he's a hip-hop artist, you can't say he's a trap artist, you can't say he's a singer. The best word probably be what Burna Boy would say, Afrofusion. He has been able to fuse different type of sound. A genre brand that be like that. They brand them. Like the way Avatar, they bend water, light, and things. Yeah, they bend the sound. So it's like a mixture of different sounds being put together to generate this body of work titled The Villain I Never Was. And the title sounds like something we can resonate to, concerning his issues with his former management before Kweku The Traveler came. Like, there's a young boy, 20 years, who all of a sudden is a big star, all the way from his time in Kumaka, Konongo Zongo, coming to Accra to hustle with the music thing. Then 20 years, he's one of the biggest stars in Ghana. It comes with a lot of pressure, comes with a lot of ideas. Even some of us, some small fame, you see the type of friends and type of people around you, what people say, the advice. So as you can really feel his soul on this project, because you can feel that whatever he's seeing is personal to him. All the stories, they are personal to him. So it gives us that kind of feel. And even one of the songs talks about his ex-girlfriend who passed away tragically when his former senior high school Kumaka had there was kind of I don't know how to term it, but then a lot of students got sick, and his then crush or ex-girlfriend got unfortunately passed away, and he eulogizes her and talks about that story in O Paradisi. And you've seen the what the TikTokers are doing to it. Some are going to the cemetery, some are reenacting dead bodies and all that. Rest in peace to the girl and the family. I don't know how it's going to feel with, let's say, having to relive that moment years after. But then that's Blacko's story. He's telling us it's how he felt, and I think that's the best way he could deal with it. Was if after all these years he's still able to put it in a song, then we should know that it really pained him. It was something that actually affected him. So it's just beautiful to see all these stories. We have 45, which was produced by Ghanaian. Yes, he's Ghanaian, UK based Ghanaian. J5, which has a video now on YouTube. You guys can go check it out. Directed by TG Omori. Big shout out to TG Omori for his wonderful visuals. So this album is solid. It's wonderful. I think people are expecting more commercial value, but here's the thing: commercial value is determined on what we place on it. It's not determined by a sound. We don't have a sound called commercial. Commercial is what we put on the song, and so far different people are loving different kind of songs. We've seen the streams boom, which is heavy, which is beautiful. Soulja was released prior to the album dropping. We know how it went, but we've seen people really take to 45 or O Paradisi. Some also say Wasteman. Everybody kind of has a favorite on this tape, and that's beautiful, because usually on albums maybe two songs and the rest be mid. But this is where people can really pinpoint and say, oh, Kweku the Traveler is my favorite. Where you have like a lot of people just backing Kweku the Traveler, just backing let's say Second Sermon. This one, you have different kind of people, different types of people choosing different types of songs as their favorite songs, and that is beautiful. So all in all, I'm going to give the album a 9.5. yes, a 9.5 for effort, for ingenuity, for the lyrics, for the vibes, and for the way we feel when we're listening to Black Sherif. And guys, don't forget, he's also been nominated for the MTV Europe Awards Best African Act. You guys can go vote for him. There's a link on social media. Just go there, click, and vote for him as many times as you want. When you vote, you have to wait under 10 seconds to vote for him. So sleep on that page and vote for Blacko so he brings you home. This has been another exciting edition of the album review with me, myself, and I, NYB, aka Abudu Aibuafo. You can follow me on social media at NYB_live on Twitter and Instagram, and even Snapchat. On Facebook, it's Abudu Aibuafo. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is NYB Live. See you guys next time, same time. Yanko. Purchase this beat today.